Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 348 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Between the body and the door, it was dark back there. The body was about 60 feet from that door. If the back door had been open, I could have seen that big light back there in the alley. The back door was closed when I found the body. The first time I went down the basement that night was 7 o'clock. I went just a little piece beyond the dark, so I could see whether there was any fire down there. That's what I was looking for. Yes, I could tell whether the door was open from there. No, I didn't go back as far as they found the body. I didn't go back that far at all during the night. The reason I went that far back when I saw the body was because I went to the closet. There are two closets on the second floor, one on the third floor, and one on the fourth floor. I didn't see the lady's hat or shoe when I went down to that little place with my lantern, nor the parasol. My lantern was dirty. I was sitting down there after I had punched on the box, set my lantern on the outside. When I got through, I picked up my lantern. I walked a few steps down that way. I seed something over there, about that much of the lady's leg and dress. I guess I walked about 3 or 4 feet, or 5 or 6. I guess the body was about 10 feet from the closet. As to what made me look in that direction from the closet, because I wanted to look that way, I picked up the lantern to go down there to see the dustbin, to see whether there was any fire there. The dustbin was to the right of me. When I was sitting down there, the dustbin was not entirely hid behind the partition. I could see where the dust came down. The balance of the night, in order to see whether there was any fire in the dustbin or not, I went 20 or 25 feet from the scuttle hole, and when I